Chapter 1, God's Grand Itinerant, 1740. In 1740, there was no urgency in Edwards to defend what he described in his letter from 1743 as a blessed outpouring of the Spirit of God. In the first full year of the revival, all Edwards could do was rejoice and pray and hope that where he pastored in Northampton, they would all see a greater measure of the Spirit's work among them. And Edwards's anticipation was not unfounded. It had been only since the mid-1730s that he witnessed with all of Northampton and its neighboring towns in Hampshire County a season of unusual spiritual power. Occurring toward the end of 1734 and lasting till June 1735, the Spirit of God extraordinarily set in, wrote Edwards in his published account of the event, and wonderfully worked amongst us. But as this revival season ebbed away in Northampton, spiritual decline broke in, and by the beginning of 1740, Edwards bewailed a lamentable decay of religious affections and the engagedness of people's spirit in religion. This despite the fact that prayer societies and social religion had continued since the previous awakening. So as 1740 dawned, an ardent desire in Edwards pled with God more earnestly to return again in those more visible measures of spiritual power as he'd done in the past. The catalyst to the Great Awakening. Yet the past experience of revival was not the only thing moving Edwards with such a building anticipation. The other factor flaming his fervency toward this work of God was in the person of a young Anglican minister named George Whitfield, 1714 to 1770. When Whitfield arrived in America in late fall 1739, it was his second visit to the British American colonies. Since his first visit, an evangelical revival had already landed in England through the conversion and preaching of men who were heralding to their nation, "You must be born again." But at the center of this revival in England was George Whitfield, a West Country man in his early 20s whom God chose to raise up and preach the gospel with singular, evident power. Thus, when word reached colonial America via the local papers and personal correspondence from Whitfield of his return,